3 weeks after Israel's war on Gaza started, public anger in Iran is as high as ever. Thousands of protesters taken to the street from Tehran University that direction, marching towards Palestine Square here, where has been the focal point of several protests in previous weeks. The main slogans are death to America and death to Israel, expressing the anger that people feel against what Israel is doing in Gaza Strip. But there's also anger expressed against some Arab leaders, particularly leaders of Egypt, Jordan and Saudi Arabia, who many people here think haven't been doing enough to ease the suffering of the people of Gaza, who are under daily attack by Israel.
For the third week in a row, Jordanians have continued to demonstrate against the carnage in Gaza, as well as international and more specifically Arab silence and inaction. Demonstrations are taking place in several areas in the country. In the southern city of Aqaba, around 10,000 people have taken to the streets. In Al-Baqa, Palestinian refugee camp, an equal amount of people have demonstrated. In Amman, around 2,000 people are trying to get as close as possible to the Israeli embassy in order to pressure the government to cut diplomatic ties with Israel. And right here behind me are around 6,000 people who have marched from the Prime Ministry to the European Commission offices to protest against the European Union's lukewarm reaction to the bloodbath in Gaza.
Here in Beirut, another protest to show solidarity with Gaza. This one took place after the Friday prayers. However, every single day since the war on Gaza started, there's been a protest here in Beirut. Most of the political factions asked and called on their supporters to take to the streets to protest what's happening in Gaza. Strong condemnation for Israel and harsh words for Arab governments perceived here as conspiring with Israel against the Palestinians. Rula Amin, Al Jazeera, Beirut.